Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today I would like to introduce you to our Science Ambassadors project at the Locarno Film Festival. In the next few minutes, three of our 2024 Science Ambassadors will share their experiences and insights from the project. And if, by the end of this podcast clip, you feel inspired to join us as a future ambassador, don't hesitate. Reach out to us. Make us an offer we can't refuse.
I'm Julia. I'm 27 years old. I'm currently a PhD student in the biophysics lab of the BSSC, the Department of Biosystems of ETH in Basel. My PhD birthday is coming soon, 15th of September, 3 years. So hopefully I will finish at some point. So my project is basically cell mechanics. So I apply physical forces to cells or biological systems and see what happens, what's the effect, but also how forces drive biological processes like death, division, migration, differentiation, yeah, these kind of things. It's great fun. I love it. Let's see how long I will still do this.
I'm Dr. Bradley Higginson. I studied my undergraduate at the University of Liverpool in the UK, which is where I'm from. And then I moved to Spain to do my PhD in organic chemistry. And now I'm at the University of Basel as a postdoc, looking at ways to make synthesis of molecules greener. So taking it into water, taking it into proteins. This is my general field of research, and I'm really enjoying it.
So I'm Mai Tran. I'm from Vietnam, and I'm currently doing a PhD in DNA and RNA nanotechnology in Heidelberg, Germany. And so I don't know yet about the future plans, but I think I would go where there are interesting projects or things that I really want to dedicate it to and work on. So, yeah.
So it was really just a spontaneous proposal from my professor, who thought that my personality would match the vibe of the festival and the Basecamp in specific. So he sent me the application form and said, if you're interested, Julie, like, go. I think you would have great fun. And then when the more I learned, the more I recognized the value of participating in such an event.
So last year, one of my lab mates attended the Locarno Film Festival as part of the Art of Molecule, and she said it was an excellent initiative and encouraged me to apply because she knows I'm quite a creative character. So I was like, it fits my aesthetic or my being, I guess. And it's just a wonderful idea. So then I looked at the website where you can find all the information, looked at the previous years and what you'd all been doing, and it looks like a great initiative. So I was like, this looks perfect for me.
So I heard about it from our professor because you guys met in a conference, and she was really excited about the fact that we have such a cool project for science communication. And also last year, three members in our group went and they have really positive feedback and they really enjoy it. So I was thinking, and also she think that with my interest in science communication as well as film, it would be a nice place for me to be. And that's why I'm really excited to come.
So it was very nice for me to come at such a festival also because it's very close to my home. And usually I don't get the chance to experience this kind of events in Ticino. So I was very, very happy about that. Also, I was very surprised with the diversity of the people I encountered, both in terms of their background, their homeland, their language, their passions in general. So this was very nice. And it's very... It's not the thing that happens every day, that you meet people very different and usually you only meet your colleagues and that's it for 5 years, in my case, for a PhD. So it's very nice to have the chance to meet people who have different heads, like in terms of minds.
Intense is like the best word to describe it. It's been a fantastic experience. Getting here, day zero was setting things up, trying to figure out how Locarno is, how the people are, what Basecamp is like. It was a really good experience. I've watched some fantastic films. I'm just a real, it's just been a really excellent experience. The new experience for me is the short films. I think short films are not so in the public sphere, but coming here, the way the Lacanos is set up, you have 4 or 5 short films in the space of 2 hours. And it's really an excellent experience because you get to see lots of different perspectives. And I just came from a film called Lux Carne, which I think is directed and produced by some of our fellow base campers. And this had some really interesting ideas about vegetarianism and the consumption of meat. And this is actually one of my highlight films. And then yesterday, every day has a highlight film, a standout film for sure. But yesterday we watched a harrowing film called Trois Fées, which is about trauma and how particularly women deal with trauma. It's thought provoking for sure. And it's one of the best things about Lacano.
I would say the first few days was chaotic. I was not prepared for it. Everything is new and it takes some time to adapt to. But I really enjoy it. I met a lot of wonderful people, a lot of young creators that are so friendly and so nice to talk to. They're coming from all over the world. And it's so interesting also to see that even though we're coming from different background in nationality, in work, line of work, it's so easy to connect to people. It's you share the same love for cinema, you share the same ideology in life. It's just wonderful to see the connections, instant connections in the conversations.
The best thing of being here is meeting people with different perspectives. This for me is the place or the thing that makes you grow the most.
I think we have a lot more in common than we first set out. We're all storytellers in a way. Like our stories are very different. Our stories are very natural science based, or a lot of, we gather all of our evidence. But the filmmakers do exactly the same. They have experimental films where they gather ideas and experiments. They do experiments like we do, just in a very different medium. And then we get to converse and tell our own stories in that kind of way. I think it's this divide between art and science is actually not as big as people would say, than what people would assume. It's a really great experience to be around the way they tell their stories, and I'm taking a lot from that.
I think I really enjoy Basecamp, the place that we are currently doing our exposition right now, because there every day we have like a pop-up talk, seminar discussing things, and it kind of gives me a nice peek into the film industry world that I am so unaware of. I'm just the general public when it comes to cinema. And also, this is a great place for me to meet other filmmakers, and there's also people from the medical, doctors or architects, and it's a wonderful place for conversing with different people.
Sleep a lot before coming here. Don't bring your pullover, but apply. It's fun. It's fun.
I would say if you like talking about your science to other people, which a lot of scientists do, come, because you would be positively surprised like me about how people are engaged with your topic, with your research, and how they even come up, they ask questions that might drive you, even if it's a very different field, that could inspire your research. And it's good to look at the public, right? We are doing the science also for them and to benefit humanity as a whole. So we should know the people we are working for and towards. So that's what I would advise.
It's a fantastic opportunity, but even just the self-reflection when you are thinking about your application is beneficial. So even if you don't apply, but you write the application, I think that's for sure beneficial. And once you've written the application, why not just send it? Like, it's worth it if you get it, and it's worth it if you don't. Definitely apply, 100%.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast on the Science Ambassadors Project, a one-of-a-kind initiative by the NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. And don't forget, our three ambassadors also shared their experiences from the Locarno Film Festival right from the red carpet. Watch our YouTube video linked in the description below.